1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening and welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz. Scott Eckersley producing today, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Budgets and budget cutting are certainly the topics of the day. Joining me on the phone now, Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing, who's also Democratic Vice Chair of Judiciary Committee. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about you, Cheryl?
I'm doing great. A little breezy out there today. We'll try to pick it up next week.
That's right. We get back to that 70-degree weather that we all long for.
We need it, and we need it badly. Several things on my agenda this evening. I wanted to start with a town hall meeting you had to discuss school funding cuts this week in Okemos. How did the meeting go, and did you come up with some ideas or some insight after listening to several different folks?
You know, it was a great meeting, actually, and we had about 200 people there, and we felt that we've tried to make a presentation that's nonpartisan, just about what is proposed to be done within the school aid fund, and I think that the public there was very disturbed, you know, by what's being proposed, actually. So the questions were directed towards that, you know, what can we do, who do we talk to, you know, how are we going to be able to deal with this? Because when I made the presentation, I basically took the history of the school aid fund and then put the governor's proposal up on it and then illustrated to them what would happen within their individual school districts. I've got four, as I've told you before, the four finest school districts in the state of Michigan in my district, which is East Lansing, Okemos, Hazlett, and Williamston. And so people were from all the districts at the meeting, and, you know, I think they were pretty disturbed about the impact, which is well over $2 million for each of the schools, and in Okemos School District's case, over $5 million in cuts. And so it is pretty dramatic, I have to say.
Well, and when you said that the folks were asking people who attended this meeting, and it sounds like it was awfully well attended, what can we do? What's your answer to that question?
You know, I tell them to, you know, don't call your Ingham County legislator, because I think that it's pretty clear that I'm very disturbed by these cuts, and I don't believe they're necessary, to be honest with you. It's if you look at the projections of the revenue for the school aid fund over this next, the end of this fiscal year, which would be October 1st. The prediction that we had in January was that the surplus in the school aid fund would be about $507 million. So there would be enough money in there to actually produce an increase in funding for the schools throughout the state of Michigan of about $260 per student. And when you think about that and realize that instead what we're seeing is a $470 per student cut, not including cuts to other programs, which total $82 million, and moving the higher education from the general fund budget and community colleges from the general fund budget into the school aid fund, which further reduces its ability to pay for K-12 education, you realize that it really all this is about paying for a business tax cut. And I, you know, as you know, I think that a business tax cut is appropriate. I just don't think the way we're paying for it is appropriate. And so I'm very disturbed by it, I have to say.
It sounds like a little robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, it is. Moving money around. I don't know if I'd call this reinvention or fairness. I think that those are very laudatory policy objectives, but what we have here is really just a, you know, the same old. It's taking money from one spot, moving it into another spot, and you know, if that's your policy objective to recast business taxes in the state of Michigan, we could do that over a period of time. Also, we could phase that in. And that might be a better way for us to approach it.
You also, at this town hall meeting this week in Okemos, you had a school funding expert from the House Fiscal Agency who
was really unable to show up, actually.
Oh, okay.
We hoped that they would be there to talk about this. But we used some of their slides We had a PowerPoint there, and we used some of their slides for their PowerPoint to illustrate what they were going to talk about.
So the impact is huge, and the force of that was recognized by the folks there.
Yeah, I think they were a little bit shocked because, you know, the public, I think, thinks that we're talking about a $470 cut. Actually, for my four school districts, it runs about in the mid-700s. And I think in other school districts that I've talked to school administrators from, we're talking about cuts that actually average over $1,000 per student. So when you look at K-12 funding, it's dramatically impacted by the governor's budget proposal. Now, that proposal has not passed yet. And this is part of the debate we're having in the House of Representatives, and I assume in the Senate as well. But it certainly is pretty scary for people who live in these school districts.
And do you think there's room for a compromise? Do you think you can reach a compromise? As you said, it's the proposal at this point. It hasn't passed yet. Do you think there's a way to meet even closer to the middle?
Yeah, I think that, yes, I do think that's the case. You know, like I said, I think that when you look at the proposed business tax cuts of $1.8 billion, you know, there is a way to take a look at that that's a little different. We're often compared with Indiana. I have people come to me all the time and say, why aren't we more like Indiana? Well, on this one, I think we should be a little bit more like Indiana. I don't want to move to Indiana. I like Michigan, but when they did their business tax revamping, they put together a commission of business leaders and bipartisan, Democrat, Republican, and they said, come up with a better plan, and they did. And then what they did is over a period of time, they phased out their existing business tax so they wouldn't disrupt their revenue stream so dramatically as is being proposed here. So I think there's a way to deal this without any cuts to education and without a pension tax and a reduction of the earned income tax credit and the other things that the governor is using to pay for this business tax revision, and do it in a way that gets all of our population on board. So I'm hoping that he's still thinking about a different way maybe to do this, but, you know, you can have that same objective if that was the important thing. And, yes, I think we can compromise on it and maybe get some things moving here.
Yesterday, Republican lawmakers were unable to overturn a ruling by the State Civil Service Commission in the House and couldn't get the two-thirds majority needed to overturn that commission. What's your position on that?
I voted against the resolution that would have overturned that for several reasons, really. First of all, this was the product of collective bargaining. So, you know, there was a deal struck, and, you know, the workers at the state level lived up to their side of the deal. They ended up with, 1.3% pay increase over a four-year period. So they really, you know, they did their part. And, you know, I think a deal is a deal, and that's the way that we should approach that. And sometimes we get into good deals, and sometimes we get into bad deals. And, you know, like everybody else in society, you know, sometimes we pay too much for something and hope that we paid little. But, you know, I felt that it's a contract is a contract, and that we shouldn't be messing with that. But also, I thought that the message that we should be giving is that in long before 1963, in fact, back in the late 1800s, we got out of the business of politicizing the hiring and firing of employees of government by going to a civil service system. And honestly, I just do not want to mess with that. I think that in the long run, that is a far better system.
It sounds like you need a drink of water.
I do.
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. I was going to ask you one last question. You had a coffee hour this morning, and what was the main topic of concern this morning?
Well,
maybe we should let you go, sir.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I can answer that question.
Okay.
The topic this morning was the pension tax. I had about 9 people there, most of whom had come specifically to talk about the pension tax.
Well,
they were very disturbed by it. Obviously, they were pensioners mostly. But even with the changes that the governor proposed earlier this week, I think they're still very upset about it.
Well, and doesn't sound like there's a lot of room for that to move at this point, obviously.
Well, you know, he did propose a revision, and I'm not sure where that sits either in the Senate or the House.
Well, we will let you go. Thank you for your time. Get a good drink of water.
I will do that. Thank you, Cheryl.
Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon. We've been speaking with Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.